We begin this hour by heading into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Jesse Guidry with Vermilionville and Pat Meir, award-winning documentary and narrative fiction filmmaker, here to talk about the film series Les Vues, which takes place once a month at Vermilionville, and the film that is being shown tonight. Pat is the guest curator this month for Vermilionville's Les Vues film series. Before we talk about the film, which is all over but to cry, Jesse, tell us about the series again and what you all are hoping to do with it.
Well, like you said, it happens once a month, the last Monday of every month, except there's a holiday. I think that's only happened once. It starts at 6:30, and basically it's just a free film series that we offer at Vermilionville as a way to kind of get people out to our performance center and to our village and just kind of get to see the space, and then you get this great movie, and we bring in a different person each month to kind of pick a movie that they want to show that highlights their interests, or if they're a teacher, what they teach, things like that. And we've had a whole bunch of different people come. And this month we have Pat, which I'm really excited about. He's had a couple of filmmakers before, but whenever I chatted with him, he knew instantly pretty much what he wanted to show when he wanted to show it. And I think it's going to be a really great night because he's able to he's going to moderate a discussion with the filmmakers afterwards, which is something that we haven't done. And they're coming from New Orleans. And like you said, the movie is going to be all over but to cry. And it's just in time for hurricane season.
Yeah.
And the documentary is about Hurricane Audrey. So it should be a good show.
Yeah, and 57, as we're speaking in this day, 2040 was brewing. It was right there in the Gulf. And it came in early. But I'm really excited about it. When Jesse asked me to do this, first of all, I was delighted that he asked. And I knew the film. I knew the film wanted to show the storytellers, Jennifer Block and Jake Springfield, just top-notch storytellers. I think actually at screen, I know you did because you used a copy of mine, her film Reconstructing Creoles.
Yeah, we sure did.
And if you've seen it, you know what kind of the quality storytellers these guys are. And it was my personal favorite documentary film ever made on any Louisiana subject. It moved me for all the reasons that it would move you, because mm-hmm. I remember Hurricane Audrey, listening audience. I do.
Well,
I was 4 years old.
Let's talk about that personal side of, because obviously there are some elements of craft that led you to choose this film, but that personal issue is a really big one for a lot of people. For so many people, that really marked in our generation, generations now, Katrina will mark it, but Audrey for so long was that marker for so many people.
Right. Remind me to talk about technical stuff,
yes,
too, in a little while.
But
the personal stuff, it's an example. I was in a grocery store yesterday here in Lafayette, and that's what I love about Lafayette. You run into people you know is Frank Nooner, and he was telling me how he remembered Audrey, and that they were at a camp. They had a camp at False River, and that his father and family loaded up pickup trucks of bread to bring to these people. It's 57 is a long time ago, but it's our recent past, and something that really, really seriously affected so many people here in French Louisiana.
Right. And even if you were a child, as you were saying, it still marked people because of the emotions they were sensing.
We were in Pointe Noire, and my grandfather, Victor Touchette, had he was a gentleman farmer. He had a big, sturdy house, and the neighbors and the family, and we all gathered there at his house. And I remember vividly remembering, I was 4 years old and just turned 4 years. My birthday was yesterday. So,
Happy birthday.
Thanks. But I remember it was the first time that I saw my parents tense and frightened. And so naturally, it's an experience that's going to stay with me until I die. And then later, them actually putting things together. I'm talking about like flour and rice and stuff, and sending it via an uncle who was working for the highway patrol, as they call it back then. They would go in. It's like our National Guard, the state people that went in to remove the bodies. And there was over 500 people that lost their lives. And the people that lived through this in this storm that tell this story, it's an amazing, amazing story. When you hear two brothers, young brothers that were 6, 7 years old, and they tied a belt, their father, to them, and the belt broke, and they lost a mother and sister. Now, Can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's many, many stories.
Well, give us, for those people who either didn't live here or weren't born and know only the name Audrey, describe it briefly, the kind of the extent of the storm and why in Pointe Noire you all were so frightened. Well, sometimes we think it only happened around, you know, along the coast.
Well, you know how Hurricane Rita had impact way up in Lafayette and further north of I-10. Now, there was no I-10 back then, but we're talking about it was just north of I-10. But it affected everyone because some kind of way you were either related or you knew someone from Cameron Parish and Calcasieu Parish. And it was it came in, if I'm not mistaken, 12 hours early.
Mm-hmm. So you people know, weren't finished their preparations.
Right, and there was no warning, very little warning. And people didn't leave back then, you know, so.
Yeah. So that's Audrey, 1957.
Right.
And obviously people have tried to collect some of the stories over the years, and I've seen some memoirs.
I have. Mm-hmm. I came right behind Amy Brasher, and did the Imperial Calcasieu Folklife Survey in 1990 when Paul Hardy was still lieutenant governor. Mm-hmm. And it's in the archives. But 1990 was quite a while back, too, so you had a lot of people who had fresh memories of the storm that are not living with us now. Mm-hmm. But what we have is this wonderful film that it's a 49-minute film that I promise you can bring your handkerchief or your Kleenex because you're going to cry if you watch. It's a powerful film and so well-crafted, I want to say.
So,
that Jake Springfield, I got to plug Jake because he's on the road coming to Lafayette right now, bringing Jennifer and the kids. Mm-hmm. And anyway, Jake – I know most of the cinematographers working in Louisiana on the A-list, and he's right at the top of that A-list. So I'm really pleased that he's coming in with this quality film.
Well, let's talk about this film. So it's mm-hmm. obviously not just a collection of old clips.
No, but you do.
So we have a cinematographer who is going into the communities where Audrey happened so many years ago.
Right. And some recreations, okay? But some archival footage, but mm-hmm. the recreations are so stunningly beautiful. I mean, they're well designed. It has big high production value with the cranes and with the mm-hmm. dollies and them putting out, I don't want to tell all their secrets, but, a 100 pounds of crawfish, a sack of crawfish to show what the crawfish were crossing the road mm-hmm. before a storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they will. That's mm-hmm. a warning.
Well, let's talk about that craft of storytelling because obviously these people have touched you very much as filmmakers. It's not just the emotional response of your childhood. What is it that really sets apart great documentary filmmakers and how they approach a story like this? Well, what really struck you about this story in as far as the filmmaking?
I think that a great they have something that they listen to the insider's perspective for one thing, and that's real important when you do a project like this. And I don't think Jennifer's originally from Louisiana, but they're great listeners and great storytellers, real smart storytellers, meaning that you have to have a lot of patience and love. And it's just they're just a great, great team. I'm going to bring them back, by the way, for Cinema on the Bayou in January. We're doing husband and wife teams of filmmakers mm-hmm. around the country. And
so who did they choose to talk to? What stories do they follow in this film?
Well, like I said, the Trahan brothers, and there's mm-hmm. Trahan over there versus Trahan, but and several people who had the firsthand, who lived through it. One of them, who was a boy, he went to Vietnam, and he said – and he was in the bush in Vietnam, and he said that was his worst day was Hurricane Audrey. I mean, this mm-hmm. Vietnam or nothing compares to that. And he wrote it out, he and his mother, on a refrigerator. And after Katrina was open, they opened it up, and what they had in there to eat and drink is what they lived on. So, you know, stories like that, and there's many, many, many more. I just mm-hmm. encourage mm-hmm. people to come out. It's free, too, mm-hmm. the series. You know, I know we want everybody to donate $5, $10 because it's a great series, but it's free, and you don't have to. Just come out and see this. It's a 49-minute film, and I promise you, you will not regret coming to see this mm-hmm. and spending time with these people.
And mm-hmm. the discussion afterwards. It's going to be a real treat to have the filmmakers there.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like Pat said, I mean, they do a really wonderful job of just – presenting the story, like no agenda, no, just like this is you know, our version of what we're trying to portray, and they do a really good job of that.
Oh, it's worthy of Hollywood or any wood, you know. it's a powerful story. That's all I can say. Right.
Well, tell us just about them. Obviously, you know their work well, mm-hmm. and you mentioned that he's one of the best cinematographers in the state. What other kinds of work have they done?
Well, like Reconstructing Creole. Jake has worked on, does a lot of other work too, mm-hmm. on films, and Jennifer's always chasing that grant funding. I think her and I probably did a few LEH panels together, and so, you know, that's the story about now in Louisiana, there's no more arts money or humanities money, and at one time the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities, and I retired. I was there 20 years as a media panelist. We gave more money than anywhere else in the country, not just the state of Louisiana, but they did. I mean, they funded documentary films, and that's why I'm sitting here right now in the first place. I mean, they supported me for a long time, and that's beautiful, you know, in my eyes, and we should to do. They helped to share our stories, you know, right. to the world, and that's what Jennifer and Jake are doing. It's really, you know, you got to have some kind of something in you to think you can go back and recreate something like this in a documentary film. Bingo, they did it. And they did it well.
Right, and to make it very present and real to people now, yeah. How many decades later. So what was the
same grandchildren.
Yes.
And the same people who that first didn't, you know, were leery. I mean, these people, I mean, what you know, it's painful to relive something like that. Mm-hmm. And the grandchildren who have so much to do now, I mean, it's like, what was that? Well, this is what it was. And so when you see kids crying with their grandparents watching this show, you know that somebody did something right, and they did, and mm-hmm. You know.
Mm. And if you are just tuning in, we're talking about the film All Over But to Cry. Mm-hmm. My guests are Jesse Guidry with Vermilionville and filmmaker Pat Meir, who chose this film for mm-hmm. Every month there's a different curator of the film, and you get to choose the appropriate film for the season or just something that you've really wanted to show for a long time. And obviously this is perfect timing.
Absolutely.
What was the date of Audrey? When did it?
The 27th.
The 27th.
Like 3 days from today,
right.
If you were back then, you know, right? Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
The 27th. So an amazing opportunity to go back and revisit how people endured hurricanes and what happened to families, and that it's not a new story in our communities.
No.
We sometimes are very solipsistic and think, oh, this is only happening to us. No one else has experienced this. But a film like this really makes us realize that our ancestors and very close ancestors
experienced it. Mm-hmm, the hurricanes can come in early in June. And be devastating.
Yeah, absolutely. So have you screened the film, Jesse? Have you seen it?
I've only seen bits and pieces of it. I haven't seen the whole thing. If I can, I try and wait until the night of. Yeah. That way I can watch it with fresh eyes. But, you know, I think my favorite part out of all of this, which is most surprising, is the discussions afterwards that they've had more often than not. It ends up kind of, you know, the film is a launching point. But people kind of tell their own personal stories as it relates to mm-hmm. the movie. So I would imagine this evening would kind of be the same. So, you know, please, if you do have stories or grandparents or people that live through it.
Filmmakers live for Q&As. It's so much fun to field questions and I'm certain and I'm hoping that people come out, and there are a lot of people maybe my age and that maybe remember Hurricane Audrey, but for all those fresh young eyes out there too, come see a really valuable piece of work. It's gorgeous. The black and white photography is just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is taking place this evening at 6:30 at Vermilionville, and it is free. I just want to mention
it's a nice early hour. You know, we're just mentioning getting different generations.
Yeah, come eat some cake with me.
You have your birthday cake there.
Yeah, right.
An excellent reason to go.
So now I've got to get the restaurant to cook you a cake.
That's right. But, you know, speaking about past generations, if you have grandparents, great-grandparents who either lived in that area or had relatives who were there, a really great opportunity to bring them out to see this film. And also share it with the young people, too.
Definitely.
So a really multi-generational opportunity here to see a part of Louisiana's recent history. Question and answer period. I'm sure they will love to hear the stories of people from this area who experienced it. And
also with these days and times, with digital format and HD, there's a lot of young filmmakers running around Lafayette now. Y'all come see this and meet these people.
And ask them questions about the film and the craft of the film as well. So, yes, a great opportunity. When did the film come out?
It was 2009. It's been a few years. Mm-hmm. And I actually brought it here when it was just fresh out to Cinnamona Bayou Film Festival. But that's a whole new thing that Jesse and him are doing. It's just so wonderful, this series. Wow. This town is really coming around.
Absolutely. No, this is an amazing series. And Jesse, have you gotten some comments from people about this whole idea of inviting a guest curator to choose different films?
People love it. And I don't want to give away my secret, but I did it so basically I wouldn't have to come up with a film every month. Because, I mean, I like movies, but, you know, trying to, you know, pick 12 movies to show for a year – it's a little difficult. You know, I know what I like, but, you know, everybody's different. So I just thought it'd be great. And I thought it would be a really good opportunity for the curators that come in once a month, to, as a showcase for themselves as well, you know, to talk about things that they're doing and kind of share outside of what they do normally, you know, because I've had a lot of educators, I've had filmmakers, and it just changes and what they pick. It's always very interesting, but it's always something they're very passionate about, and it comes through in the discussion, which, you know, I'll say it again. It's one of my favorite parts of it, but it's been nice. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback. We've got regulars that come every month, and you know, it's just a really, I'm just really thrilled at how well it's developing and how it's so, you know, please become part of it. Come out and see a real diversity.
Because as you're indicating, oftentimes film series reflect the personality and interests of the person who started the series, which is also wonderful. But this, with the diversity of our culture and so many ways to express that culture, it's really nice to have this diversity with a different curator. So it's I know a lot of people do appreciate that. That's tonight at 6:30, and it is free. Of course, you can always donate if you want to, but it is free. And is the restaurant open, Jesse?
If we get enough people to come every month, we can start serving food like we do at the backyard series. We've got popcorn and then the adult and non-adult beverages for sale if you so choose.
Popcorn and a glass of wine goes a long way.
There you go. And we'll have some candy, of course, and stuff like
and
that.
Cake.
And birthday cake as well. Again, yes, happy birthday to Pat Meir, a filmmaker with us here, award-winning documentary and narrative filmmaker.
Thanks.
Pat, what are you working on now?
I'm actually finally recutting Sushi and Sauce Pecan for a theatrical release and a run. I'm really excited about where it's going. I'm not going to say too much about it, but it's going to have a big fall, bust loose kind of thing. And I'm working on, again, I'm not talking too much about it, but my partner Rebecca and I are writing a screenplay, a narrative fiction film, but it's based on her work. And I'm not going to go into that because it has teat and it's going to be long-reaching.
Well, we're going to look forward to hearing about that as it unfolds, and especially the sushi and sauce pecan in the
Thank
fall.
You.
We'll look forward to
Thank
having you.
You
back for that.
Thank you.
Can people go to a Facebook page or a website to find out more about your work?
Sure, I have a website.
That's
patmire.com.
Okay, well, they can go and find out about
patmire.com.
And your full filmography will be there. And
yeah.
People can find out more. Our guest curator tonight for Les Vues at Vermilionville, filmmaker Pat Meir. Jesse Guidry is with Vermilionville. It is the last Monday of each month. It's a perfect time. You know, it's the end of the month.
Well.
It's Monday. And you get to go and just watch this wonderful film.
For free.
That's right. Learn about Louisiana culture, although there have been other subjects as well.
Definitely.
And again, for more information about the series, Facebook, website.
Vermilionville.org.
Mm-hmm. And the Facebook page is great. You learn a whole lot about what's going on over there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot lately.
Yes.
Well, thank you both. Pat Meir, again, happy
birthday
yesterday.
Quite welcome, Judith. Thanks for having me.
And Jesse Guidry.
Thanks, Judith.